We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
So, of course, obviously, Sunday was Easter. My husband's family, a good portion of them, either live in the Midwest or on the East Coast. For whatever reason, this weekend, I could not sleep in. I was up at 3:30 in the morning both mornings. And so I just got up. I don't want to wake anybody else up, right? And I just enjoyed that alone, quiet time by myself.
Hang on for 1 second. Even though you get up at the butt crack of dawn to do your job, mm-hmm. on the weekend, you still woke up at 3:30 and you chose to get up.
Yeah, because I couldn't sleep anymore and I didn't want to flop around and bother my husband who's sleeping. So I just got up and whatever. But
did you go back to sleep?
No, I did not. Oh. So I did take a nap both days, though, so that was nice. So I was very shocked when at 4:45, 4:50, my husband comes out of the bedroom and I'm like, honey, what are you doing awake? And he said, my bleeping family. And, you know, first, wait, us? What? Yeah. No. So one of his relatives sent a text Easter morning that said, Happy Easter. He is risen. That came at 4:45. The problem was it was a group text. So then, of course, ding, 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 right? Everybody else is answering, including my brother-in-law, who said not all of us have risen.
Right.
A little early. And it started a thing with the back and forth. And my husband's like, I just want to remind you guys, if you're going to send a group text to everybody in the family, he felt it's your responsibility to think about that. Oh, wait, my cousin lives in Hawaii. I probably shouldn't add them to this early in the morning.
I couldn't agree more.
And he had a little bit of a disagreement with one of his other brothers about that. He said, learn how to use your phone and the technology. If you want to have it on at night.
Mute.
No, because my husband wants to be able, if my kids need something in the middle of the night, he wants to be available. I mean, exactly. On the off chance that happens. Yep. So his brother was saying, well, you can pick and choose. And Kurt's like, what? I'm like, no. If you're sending the group text, it is your responsibility to think about that, who you're sending it to, right? I mean, it's just, in my opinion, it is. And it was, oh my gosh.
Well, especially because if you just take the time, I'm pretty sure the whole he is risen text would have been perfectly relevant around noon.
Yep.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly. Because some of them were East Coast time, so they were like wide awake. But it still was 6:45 in the morning in the Midwest.
It happens
That's
to me.
That's way too early.
It happens to
on
me
a Sunday.
All the time with my relatives. The same deal, group text. Mm-hmm. And I refrain from complaining about it because I do have the option to turn on my phone to mute, but I have the same deal.
Sure.
If something goes on with my daughters, who both have cars, mm-hmm. and I have instructed them, if anything ever happens, for the love of God, I'd rather yell at you in the morning, but pick you up tonight.
Yes. I think as the sender, it's on you.
I agree.
You are trying to send, listen, you wanted to send a preach message this morning, which is great. You're excited.
A preach message.
Well, it went on and on with cheering passages in the Bible and stuff, which is fine.
So very spiritual people in your family wanted to talk about their spirituality at 4:45 in the morning.
No, yes,
when you can introduce them to a whole different type of spirituality.
Yes, listen, exactly.
I don't think it's unreligious to hit snooze for Jesus once in a while.
No, it's not.
All right,
he understands that it's Sunday morning. I should be able to sleep past 4:45 in the morning. My goodness.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.